So we're all going to do that together now. And this might be a little tricky, but if you can find a spot in the room, and do, I wonder if we want to move some of the chairs away, that where you can have two spaces. You can step forward into two different spaces without stepping on your neighbor, okay? So this requires you take things off your lap. Okay, just make sure this is how much space you need. You need a space where you can think about what I'm telling you. That's neutral. That's what we call meta position. You need a space where you can take one baby step forward to a resource, and a space where you can take a baby step forward into the unresourceful. And you still have room to step back. So you need a little triangle like this. It doesn't have to be huge. Okay? Does everybody have enough space to do that?
Yes.
Okay. We are standing in neutral now. Think about what you just discussed with somebody, about what your unresourceful situation is, and the resource that you have chosen to use in that context, okay? Think about that from out here first. And the first thing we're going to do is to go in, let's anchor the resourceful first, okay? So thinking about what you decided was the this is what works for me situation, I'd like you to step forward into that space and put yourself fully in your body, having that resource, and notice your physiology. That's the way you're standing, breathing, where you're looking, and notice your internal kinesthetic state. Where do you feel a feeling in your body when you are resourceful? And you might just take a moment to think about, how am I thinking about it? How, meaning, what submodalities, what visual images pop up? What auditory, what kinesthetic pops up as I am in this situation that works well for me? And when you have that, you can feel it in every cell of your body, and your physiology is appropriately resourceful. You should be grounded and whatever. Then step back to neutral again. And do the hokey pokey. Turn yourself around. Anything to break state? And again, since we're doing this as a whole group, it might be useful for us to test. So I'm going to ask you, without too much prompting on my part, step back into that what works resourceful place and notice what comes up for you. Is it fully anchored? Do you have a shift in your physiology, in the way you're thinking, in the way you're feeling when you step here? And then step back out of it. Now, if you didn't get what you wanted back, you don't think you have it anchored, take a moment, think it through again, and step into your space, because we want to have a nice, strong anchor for that. Okay? So take all the time you need to step into that space. Adjust your body so that you're feeling a physiology of resourcefulness, loose, flexible body. Yeah. Good, nice, deep breathing. Yeah. That you have an internal state that's helpful to you, that feels good. Yeah. And when you've got that, just step back out. It's worth it to take time to establish that anchor. Now, from this neutral perspective, you've just been into this, this is my resource. This is what works for me. from this neutral perspective, think again in terms of where it is you want this context, the one that was unresourceful. Does it still seem like these are an appropriate match, a similar enough content that your unconscious mind might go, oh yeah, I can use that in that circumstance? And if it doesn't seem appropriate completely, then take a moment to think of another situation where this resource would be really helpful. Because I want to make sure this works for all of you. And when you have an idea of that, and it seems right for you, step forward into the unresourceful anchor, and your body and your feelings should be different. You should notice a shift. Notice how you hold your body. What's different about where you're looking, the way your shoulders are sloped, and especially what's different in the kinesthetic feeling in your body, the internal state. How is that different? And then how are you thinking about it? What's your visual, auditory, kinesthetic submodalities like? It should be contrasting to the other. And then when you think you have that anchored, step back out and do the hokey pokey. It was really interesting to notice the energy in the room when you did that. If any of you who are sensitive to energy, when you've got that many people all at the same time accessing unresourceful, it's like the energy goes crash. Okay, now we want to test that to make sure it's fully there. So at your own leisure, step into that anchor and see if your body shifts again. Oh, I hear the sighs. Yeah. And we're just testing it, so you don't have to stay there long. Step back out again. Whew. And do the hokey pokey as you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Okay, now the important question. And I want you to take time to think this through and ask inside yourself, is it okay with all parts of you that you be able to bring this resourcefulness into this unresourceful situation? Does any part of you object to you being resourceful in this situation? And notice what comes up. Some people hear a voice that says, gives them the answer. Some people get pictures that give them the answer. Some might just get an overwhelming emotional response like Marilyn did. Does something come up for you here? And if it does, that is an ecology concern. How can you take care of that concern? In Marilyn's case, we were able to say, oh, well, can you parcel out part of this? Is it okay for you to do this part and leave the other to later? Sometimes you can negotiate with the part that has the objection. And if you can't get to agreement, ask the whatever objection is coming up, is it okay for me to just do this so I know what the process is like, and I'll come back later and find out what we need to do to resolve this, just so you can experience it. And then, if you're ready, what we're going to do is we're going to go into the resourceful, fully access that physiology, that internal state, that way of thinking, and step directly across to the other. Now, warning, this is an anchor integration or collapse. So when you first step across, it may go a little destabilizing sometimes because we're putting these two things together. And that's totally natural. Just know what that happens, completely natural. So when you're ready, step into your resourceful. Yeah, just make sure you've got that physiology, that way of thinking, that internal state that is, this works for me. Yeah, this is great. And when you're ready, just take that one step across and bring all of this into that unresourceful context. And we stay there long enough for the physiology and the thinking and the internal state to adjust to this new resourceful way of being when we're in this context. Let that all settle down inside of you. And when it has, step back to neutral one more time. And shake that all off. Did most of you feel a difference when you stepped across? Yes, and it's okay. So when it's okay, when you have a new way of physiology and a way of breathing and a way of feeling in this old circumstance, then we're going to future pace it. So think about the next time you might be in the context where you want to be in this winning physiology. What will be there in the environment as your cue? Again, when we future pace, we think about what we would see, what we would hear without external to us that will be our reminder. As soon as you get that in mind, then step into that context that's now changed with your new physiology, yeah, your new way of breathing, your new internal state, and think through how it will be for you in that future situation, having this fully available to you. When that feels complete, step back out to neutral again. Now, if you want to future pace it to someplace else in addition, you can do that, which is just bringing that physiology, that way of being, into another context. Okay? So now take a minute, whoever you talked to earlier about your situation, what you were going to work with, take a minute to talk to them. What happened as you did this? What happened inside your body? How do you feel?